my goal. Controversy is my gym. I'll do 100 reps of controversy for a six-pack of truth.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Too much emphasis is put on originality. Feel free to take ideas and update them at your will. All great artists take and update, except for us.
That's true. We're 100% original.
We're not stealing content for this segment.
That's right.
Not at all.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Cars have four wheels. Hoodies have hoods. It's amusing to me when someone says, this is an original hoodie. Bro. It's a hoodie. It's a hoodie. I can't do this.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
I am Warhol. I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh, Walt Disney.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Go to fanrunradio.com. Clean it, get you a coupon for our crown cleaners. Starch Madness promotion going on right now. You get three shirts. You take in three shirts. You get them cleaned. They'll give you the fourth for free. That's right. You bring in three shirts and get the fourth laundered for free. Just go to fanrunradio.com and click on the Starch Madness logo. Print off the coupon. Stick it in the bag with your shirts before they're picked up, or just bring it with you when you go by and see our friends at Crown Cleaners on Bearden Hill or North Shore Drive. There's no limit to how often you can do this, so take advantage of it. Keep printing that coupon out. Show the people over at Crown Cleaners that we're doing a good job for them over here at Fan Run Radio. All right. Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure.
Course right down. All right, thanks, John. Did you see where Will Muschamp's son?
I ain't seen nothing about Will Muschamp.
Has committed to Georgia.
Is he good?
I don't know. His son Jackson certainly created a story when he made the decision to walk on at Georgia to play quarterback. So okay. He's not good.
So he's not good.
But
I don't blame him for this. I would not want to be a walk on for my dad.
Yeah.
Especially if my dad was Will Muschamp.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Well, now he's calling Kirby Smart daddy after originally being committed to Colorado State on a full scholarship.
Might just be calling him coach.
Well, I don't know.
So wait, he had a scholarship for Colorado State?
Yeah, a full scholarship.
Why didn't he just go play there? Did he just not want to play football or?
I don't know. He made the decision to flip to Georgia.
I mean, does he think he has a chance of playing at Georgia or does he just want to?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, but I feel like Kirby's got to hang that over Muschamp's head.
I think if Will Muschamp...
Your own son didn't even want to play for you.
I'm going to guess that Will Muschamp's wife, I don't know if it's the same mother of this child or not, but Will Muschamp... The mother of Will Muschamp Jr. is probably saying, like, hey, this is not happening. You and dad are not going to be on the same team.
Yeah, but for him to go to Georgia, an interconference rival,
either way,
it's tough.
Either way, that's not happening. Maybe he's going to be a spy. Maybe he's gonna give dad some. Maybe he's gonna give dad some. You know, Will Muschamp's on the hot seat, but he beat Georgia last year. If he can reel off another one this year, could be a big deal for him.
That could be another playbook.
He's gonna have the playbook. Come home, son, for the weekend. Make sure you bring all your playbooks.
Could be another angle to it. They asked Muschamp about it, and Muschamp said he won't tell me anything. I can assure you of that. That's what he told Feinbaum. So that. That's what Muschamp said. He's not going to be a spy. He's not going to tell me anything. He said,
that's what you're going to say.
Yeah, that sounds like something you would say, yeah.
He says, would just say, yes, I am going to be a spy.
Yes, my son will be a spy at Georgia. He's going to tell me everything about them. But he says, my observations of him are going to be how he's doing, how his health is, and if he's happy. It's all I care about. I appreciate Kirby. Jackson went to camp there and had a good time. He had some other opportunities and just felt like Georgia was the best situation for him. I feel like if you're the son of a millionaire football coach, though, maybe the full scholarship thing is not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's not that. It's just like, I mean, I would think you would have a chance to play. Like, if you're a scholarship quarterback going to somewhere like Colorado State, you would think that you would have a chance to be a starter.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to walk on and beat five stars at Georgia. That's just not going to happen. So, yeah, well, no, the money, 100%. Like, I'm sure the family is happier that he's home, closer to home. Because Athens, you know, is within driving distance of Columbia, South Carolina. So you can get home. If he went to Colorado State, he would be far away from home. But again, he just would have had a better chance to play.
If I'm the son of a football coach, like a kid like him, you know, you're made for life. I mean, you got it made for life financially. Like
there are very few sons of prominent people like that that turn out and be, you know, successful at sports.
Hey, you might as well just go have a good time. Where are you going to have a better time than Athens? Like in terms of college towns, like,
yeah, go have a good time and then you have your shoe in for your after career. Yeah. If you want to get on like coaching, like you will get a chance to be a coach. So like that's usually what those guys do is they get into coaching.
You gotta hand it to Athens. I mean, when it comes to having a good time, that's probably one of the places you would want to go in terms of schools that, you know,
I've often
lots of bars and stuff.
I've often said one of the best times of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
That night in Athens after the Hail Mary, one of the best nights of my life. Great time. Fantastic time. We're going back this year.
Tremendous.
Hoping we can do it again.
Yeah.
Doubt we win with a Hail Mary, but maybe we win.
Be hard to replicate the Hail Mary thing again.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanna win.
Yeah.
Winning would be good enough.
Yeah. The brother of an
NFL. And please don't like mark it down that I'm for sure going, because if the season goes sideways, I'm not going. I'm only going if we're like 8-2. How many games is that? What number game is that for us? Beginning of November is probably like 8 games.
Yeah, 8-2. I don't know.
I'll be there.
As long as we're like 6-2, I'll be there. 6-2 or better.
So you'll only show up if we have a chance to win the East.
I guess if we're 5-3 and we played those three games close against the three good teams and, you know, we look good, something happens, I could be convinced to go down there. I just don't want to go down there and have 2016 reversed on my head.
Yeah.
To get blown out and
yelled at.
Would
you consider yourself a fair-weathered fan?
Nope.
You only support when we're good?
Nope. This is nothing new. Get a tattoo, put it on my body. I am Big Game John. I show up for big games. I believe I've said that how many times on the show, Cam? 10, 15 times?
But you've never gone and supported the boys when they're not at their best. Yeah, right.
Because it's not a big game. I go to big games.
Don't you think they could use the support when they're building something too?
Those are for guys like you.
Oh. Okay.
We send you in for those games.
Do you?
You send me in for the big ones.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Remote for the TV. Oh. I'm just going to change it off of that.
Oh, yeah. That's this or that. That big of a deal, but yeah. Well, we made it a big deal, didn't we?
I didn't want people to. Well, I was trying to do it.
We don't.
Just for the record, I was trying to do it quietly. I just pointed for you to hand me the remote. I wasn't going to say a word about it.
Now it's becoming a headline in itself.
Well, you're in charge of headlines, so that makes sense, because I was just pointing because I noticed on the camera.
We don't have a headlines thing, I noticed.
No, we don't. We need one of those.
All right.
When Hayden gets here.
So
Hayden
we can forget that one, too.
So just make a note. Big Game John here. Not Fairweather John. Big Game John.
Big Game John sounds a lot like Fairweather John.
No. Big Game
the
John.
The brother.
Not Fairweather John. I still support. I still watch. I still talk about it. We do all those. I'm simply saying I don't go into attendance unless it's a big game. Because I am Big Game John. Big Game John. That's me. I show up when it matters. We send you out for the morale building.
No one sends me anywhere.
We make you
I'm a
go,
free spirit.
We make you go to 2017 South Carolina.
I am a free spirit.
We need people like you
that.
Holding those seats down.
I did that on my own free will.
Yeah.
I'm a free spirit. I felt like going to 2017 South Carolina, so you know what? I went.
How cute.
I went.
How cute of you to think that there
because I felt bad for the boys.
How cute of you to think that there's free will.
I felt bad for the boys who were on that team that weren't getting support from people like you.
Just give the tickets away to the kids.
Yeah.
Give the tickets away to kids. You gotta get the kids in the seats.
Don't burn
your tickets. Just give them away.
Yeah.
Give them to the kids.
Yeah. Kids got to see some games because of that. Otherwise, who may have never seen a game. These were poor kids.
Give the poor kids the tickets to Florida this year, big guy. Go do that. Let's let them watch some good football.
Nah.
Yeah,
oh, we don't usually fare well against.
So we don't really care about the poor kids. We'll give them our table scraps, but we won't buy them a nice warm meal.
What do you think is more important to the kids? Seeing a game that the team won or seeing a game where the team lost?
Seeing a game with the peak atmosphere.
Because we don't beat Florida.
Seeing a game with the peak atmosphere.
Now, if I'm a kid, I'd prefer to go to that Southern Miss game in 2017.
Oh yeah,
that was a big win.
Yeah.
I was there.
What about the kids?
Their brains aren't fully developed. They don't understand. They just know win, loss. They're not worried about the atmosphere. Can we do some news?
You're in charge of the headlines.
The brother of an NFL running back is stuck in Romania.
This is your barbecue, Cyrus.
Kerryon Johnson. You remember him?
Yeah.
Well, his brother is named Kerryon Johnson. They simply removed the Y. So you got Kerryon and you got Karan. Kerryon. Not like the Muslim book, Quran, like the K-E-R-R-O-N.
Okay.
He's stuck in Romania because of COVID-19. Travel restrictions have him stuck in the European country of Romania. That's where all the gypsies are. Can you say that? I don't know if you can say that in today's climate. Can you talk about gypsies?
Who knows?
Well, anyway, apparently they have a lot of travel restrictions. Maybe gypsies are blocking the road. And it started to ramp back up. Apparently, they're just not letting people out of Romania, including Kerryon Johnson, the brother.
Okay.
Speaking of gypsies, Kylie Jenner has been stripped of her billionaire status after allegedly lying about her net worth to Forbes and forging her tax returns. How about that?
Classic rich person move.
Kylie Jenner, not actually a billionaire like we all thought. Says Forbes.
Did they give her real number?
There's a Forbes article that says inside Kylie Jenner's web of lies and why she's no longer a billionaire.
So, I mean, like, is she like in the 900 million club? Because I don't feel like that's a big deal if it's just like 800, 700. I mean, I feel like that's still close enough.
I don't know. She sold 51% of Kylie Cosmetics.
I guess she actually broke. Is she poor? Because if she was poor, that would be a headline.
She pocketed an estimated $340 million after tax from the sale of her cosmetics company. But despite that $340 million pocketing, she is still not a billionaire.
Well, that's a shame.
The more reasonable estimate for Kylie is $41 million.
That's what I'm waiting on.
$41 million.
Okay, give it to me.
Is what she actually made.
Wait, what?
What they say.
How much? 41 million?
41 million.
Not
her
a billion?
Her personal fortune is just under 900 million.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they thought she made more on the cosmetic sale.
Who cares? She's worth $900 million. Who cares if she's worth $900 million?
No. She's not worth $900 million. She's worth just under $900 million.
Okay, so $874 million. Okay.
She's not a billionaire.
Okay. Thank you for wasting all of our time. Music quiz coming up next. Stick with us. All right, it's Friday. Friday music quiz. Is that what we're calling it? Music quiz? Do you know this song?
Sure.
Okay.
Probably need to workshop that a little, but
We don't have an intro for it or anything.
There we go. Yeah.
I guess I can get on that.
Change the TV here.
Cody, you won last week, so you get to decide whether or not you want to go first or second.
First.
Okay.
Okay.
Where is this at in the system? There it is.
Right there.
It's always something.
All right.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Cody's first. All right.
All right. We're ready.
Cody's ready? All right.
Let's rock and roll, Cam.
All right. That's not your genre.
Screens down, phones down.
All right. Are you ready to receive your
test
song?
Test proctor.
I'm ready.
Pencils down, please.
All right. Well,
stick me in the heart, Cam. Let's
right,
go.
Well, away we go. For this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force.
Why? Because getting mentions on the tip of the vibe was rock and roll to. Can't play it again.
I hate that it's so tough because I need still points to win. So kind of think of it that way. It's hurting me worse than it's hurting you.
I'm sure you'll get it.
Think I have it. I got a guess, but I really don't think I'm going to get it.
NWA.
No, it's not.
It's not the artist.
Jitterbug.
No.
I have no idea.
I don't know this either, but I have a guess.
All right.
Is it A Tribe Called Quest? As the artist?
It's the artist.
Is it Benita Applebaum?
That is not the song.
Ah, damn it. Okay.
It's Can I Kick It?
Can I Kick It? Okay.
Yeah. A little tough about the chorus.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one, Cam. Thanks.
I don't get any points, huh? I don't get anything.
No, that's a good start there.
That was tough.
You really ramped it up a notch.
I got A Tribe Called Quest. Can I Kick It? Okay. That was tough. Okay. I feel bad for you, to be honest.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll move along here.
Hopefully mine's really easy.
All right.
I need a steal point. That's the problem. This hurt me worse than it hurt you.
No, it didn't.
I'm like your dad giving you a spanking.
No, it didn't.
It hurts you worse than it hurt
me. It did not. It hurt me far worse.
No, it didn't.
Yes,
because I need the steal points.
All right. Here's your song, John.
The song
what are we doing?
This is awkward.
What are we doing?
Cam, you had Purple Haze in the song.
Was it really?
I knew what it was. It was really easy. I knew what it was.
Feel like you should take 0 points.
No,
for
I'm
that
taking one. 2 points because I knew it because I started cackling and I should have said it before instead of letting it play. But it was Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. But it did say the name of the song.
Wow.
Was that Jimi Hendrix or the Jimi Hendrix Experience?
And that's Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
I guess we're even for the Sean Kingston, you having Beautiful Girls in the name of the song.
Yeah, because that's definitely comparable.
For our generation.
Yeah.
Some would say Beautiful Girls is more iconic.
All right, well, that's quite a first round.
That's pretty tough.
We'll see how the game progresses.
Cam has overcorrected from the last couple weeks being really easy in your favor.
That's not true.
Here's your second song.
I don't feel too bad for you, but... That's tough. Tough first round.
There you go. Shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from
home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught it. Drake.
Hey, you got the artist.
I feel like we're even now because it's the fifth time he's gotten the same artist.
First time he's gotten it right, though.
We're even now because that was the fifth time he's gotten him. I don't think you're going to get the name of the song. It's not. The song was a deeper cut.
Is it off of the Views album?
No. Mm-mm. I don't think you're going to get it. But you got Drake.
God's Plan?
No.
Not God's Plan.
That was successful, right?
That was successful.
Okay. You got Drake?
It's pretty hard still.
Yeah, well, you get Drake 5 times. If you give me like Led Zeppelin 5 times, I will figure it out by the second one, I would hope. But. Actually, I got Led Zeppelin the first time. All right, let's go.
Stairway to Heaven.
2-1. No, I didn't. It was Kashmir, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, it was Kashmir.
It was Kashmir.
All right, well, at least I'm on the board here.
You got Drake. That's good.
Yeah. All tremendous. Right.
John, 2-1.
Here's your second song.
No, it's AC/DC.
All right.
And TNT.
That is not the title.
Ah, damn it. What is the name of the title?
It is Dirty Deeds Done Cheap.
Yeah. Okay. Damn it. All their songs sound the same.
Yeah, they do. Kind of like
I
Drake.
Blew that one. I thought that kinda one
like
was.
Kind like Drake.
I mean, I have this first time I've gotten AC/DC, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah, so kind of like Drake.
Purple Haze and Dirty Deeds.
I didn't get Dirty Deeds. Okay.
Alrighty.
All right, third round, so you need to get
3-1.
You need to get both of these. Right. You need to get both of these.
Or a steal or one in a steal.
Yeah, both of these to still win in regulation.
Yeah.
Alrighty. All right. Deck stacked against me, I can tell. Let's see what happens.
This is your third song. Lethal poison
for the system. Pyro skulls and bones. Stuck with me. Well, never mind.
Nope.
No, really?
Nothing?
Really?
It's from The Hangover.
Really? I would have thought you would have gotten
this song. The Hangover.
I would have thought you loved this song, actually.
I've heard the song. Can I get another play?
Yeah, I don't hear it again.
Give me another play.
I'll give you a play.
I think someone's trying to call you with the answer. Oh, that's my phone. Never mind.
I've heard that song 1,000 times.
Yeah, I thought this was way easier than Purple Haze, to be honest.
can't think of the chorus. I know the song. I know the song.
Can we get a time shot clock? Do you know who sings it, at least?
It goes, hi. Boy, can you play it again?
I would rather not.
I want to hear the voice for five more seconds.
Okay.
Let me hear the voice for five more seconds.
Okay.
Rihanna?
Nah, he blew it.
It's not the artist.
Nicki Minaj?
You got to guess for the... No,
also not the artist.
Wait, before her time. You want to take a guess at the name of the song?
No.
That would be M.I.A. Paper Planes.
Yeah.
That would be correct.
Did you notice the Swagger Like Us? They then turned it into a song
called
Swagger Like
Us. Yeah, yeah. All
right, so that's 4-1 night. Can you play my song?
I heard the song
a lot of times. Yeah, I will play your last song.
That's more embarrassing than Purple Haze. Way more. Well, I heard some people talk. Is that the Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
Does that Take It Easy?
No.
No?
It's already gone.
Okay.
So you got the Eagles,
that's not Take It Easy,
AC/DC, and Jimi Hendrix, huh?
You got Drake, one of the most legendary hip-hop groups of all time, and one of the biggest songs of your lifetime.
I'd say there was a little bit of an overcorrection.
Then you also got beat 5-1. It's not even like you put up a fight, so I mean.
Yeah. Well, this was the opposite of Good Friday for me. It's been more like Bad Friday.
You know, I'll be honest. I feel like your difficulty is a little tougher. I'm not.
I got crucified today. In today's games.
I'm not too proud to acknowledge when I feel like there was injustice done. I'm not going to say it was injustice, but it was a little tougher on you this time. But I feel like,
I don't need to hear
I usually win this game. I believe I'm, 6-2 now?
No, it's not. It's not that.
I believe it's 6-2, maybe 6-3.
I have a bigger lead in trivia than you have in the music.
I've won two of the last three trivia, though.
Yeah, I mean, you...
I've won two of the last three trivia, yeah. And...
We all heard what happened. We don't need.
Yeah, no. I was trying to sympathize with you.
We don't need a post game analysis.
I was trying to sympathize with you a little and say that
you win. Congrats.
Can we, Cam? I'll leave this up to not just you, but I guess we'll ask the audience. But is sweeping one day more impressive than sweeping over a week? I feel like running the gauntlet and going 3-for-3 in one day is the most impressive feat we've had here in these competitions.
Think it is. I don't really think it is. I think it's.
I think a one-day sweep is. I did a week's worth of work in one day.
What is more impressive about just because the games were spaced over?
Again, I did a week's worth of work in one day.
I swept you last week.
Yeah, and I swept you this week in one day.
I think we have had sweeps in the last 5 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't feel like that's correct.
I think we have. I'm almost sure of it because I've swept you 3 times, and now you've swept me twice.
I don't feel like that's correct. I haven't even worked 5 straight weeks.
In the weeks that we've done it.
I don't feel like those count. That was the preseason.
I don't think we've had a split week in quite a while. Seems like whoever gets off to the best start in trivia has been, the last few weeks has been good for the week.
I feel happy to
be. Of course, we do have one game that is not judged fairly. Because it's.
For sure. For sure.
You know.
Thank you, John.
Can't really show
John
your
tweets
skills
in
that game.
Sweep in one day, definitely more impressive. Thank you, John. Thank you.
I don't really see how it is. I mean, it's sweep is a sweep is a sweep, you know.
But in one day, it's pretty impressive.
Maybe today wasn't my best day. You know?
Brand the gauntlet. I mean, I was the one with the sore shoulder. You said you had a good. You said
how
you
does
had
that
a great,
affect your
You said you had a
ability.
Great night last night and that you were taking it
maybe
easy
I didn't
and that
get
you
a
rested.
Sleep.
Like, I had a rough night.
Maybe I was throwing up this morning. Maybe I.
You didn't say it.
Maybe I didn't get any breakfast. You know, there's a lot of things.
MJ had his flu / food poison / just being really hungover game, and I had my. Hurt shoulder, lost a big toenail.
How did that affect
my forearms and biceps are screaming at me from my first workout in a long time.
How does that affect your cognition for the...
Just your brain is hurting, man. Pain. You can't work. I mean, have you not watched those game shows where you get, like, tortured and hurt and
no.
having to answer trivia questions? Yeah, it's tough.
What are you watching?
Wow. Thank you, it's Harambe 42069. He says it's definitely more impressive to do in one day.
Rest in peace.
If there's anyone whose opinion I care about, it's Harambe 42069.
Yeah.
I always love hearing his opinion.
I agree with everyone, especially it's Harambe 42069. Definitely more impressive to do it one day. But, hey, the good news is, Cody, we come back to work on Monday. We'll kick off next week, and then you'll have a chance Tuesday in trivia.
I'm going to take the week off.
It's just kind of sad you got one trivia question right and one music title right. This is tough. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
David.
You want to check the poll? Got 1,400 votes in on the when you want the most this year for Tennessee. At Oklahoma, Florida, Alabama, at Georgia. 1,425 votes. Have you seen the results, Cody?
I have not, but I'm assuming Alabama's winning.
Alabama is winning.
Naturally.
Coming in with an impressive 46% of the votes. Almost, I mean, I guess you could say that if it was Alabama versus the field, it would be, you know, pretty close. That maybe shouldn't be surprising to me, but it kind of is. Florida coming in second place, Cody, 37%. Georgia, 10%. Oklahoma, 7%. Those numbers surprise you at all, the discrepancy?
No, not too much. Not too much.
I'm surprised more people didn't vote Georgia. 10%. Like, are we not chasing Georgia right now?
Yeah, we are, but I mean,
Am I wrong for thinking that Georgia, Tennessee, like that Georgia kind of equaled or nudged ahead of Florida in terms of hate recently?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I never really thought that.
Okay. I mean, I did.
I think that I think some people did. I just don't know that that was ever really. I mean, because Florida's been terrorizing us for years.
I know. I understand.
Georgia's the team you're chasing now. Georgia's better. I get that, but they're still not as hated, I don't think, as Florida. I think, oddly enough, we all kind of look at Georgia as underachievers, even though that they are definitely achieving wins over us.
Yeah, but I definitely don't want Georgia to win a national championship.
I don't think we have to worry about that.
I think we do have to worry about it each year. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but it's that's their goal this year. They're going to be in the top six or seven preseason at least, and they are going to have a chance to win a national championship.
Yeah, I think Kirby sucks pretty bad. So I'm not too worried about it.
Okay. Cam, you surprised by those numbers?
Not really. A little bit at Georgia, but also I kind of understand, like, most of the people. It's different from my perspective, I'd say, so.
Like, if you just look Georgia versus Oklahoma, there's only a 3% difference. Like,
yeah,
that's
a little surprising.
That's surprising to me.
I think Oklahoma's clearly the one you probably wouldn't want the most. So, yeah, I did expect a little bit bigger of a gap there, but it doesn't surprise me that Bama and Florida are winning.
Sheridan writes in, says, although it's got the lowest votes, I'm going with Oklahoma. It's early in the season, and that big of a win at Norman will get the team hyped to show out the rest of the season. I like that line of thinking. Dexter writes in, he's going with Oklahoma because it'll be a national stage and will build up the hype for the rest of the seasons. If you lose first three but beat Georgia, it puts us back in the next year as the year mindset. It puts us back thinking that. Yeah, I mean, if you lose those three before Georgia, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, if you win one of the other three and then you beat Georgia, then you have a chance for a really, really good season. Mm. Like, I mean, right? I mean, if you go 1-3, those first – one of three, 1-2, those first three games –
mm-hmm.
And then you beat Georgia at the end. I mean, that sets up 10-2. That sets up a Sugar Bowl, right? Maybe even the East.
Probably would, yeah.
Nah, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you would win the East, because you could lose to Florida, beat Georgia, and still lose the East, as BK writes in. That could still happen. It doesn't guarantee you anything just by beating Georgia, but it would put you in a pretty good position, most likely. I guess maybe my mindset has changed just so drastically from Alabama. I don't know. Them being a West opponent and me not viewing them as the clear-cut alpha anymore, I think has swayed my opinion, Cody, and had me voting against Alabama. Am I wrong in thinking that? That they're no longer the clear-cut alpha of the SEC?
I think they are. I think they still are. I don't think Kirby can beat Saban.
Clear-cut, though? I mean, like, or I guess the far and away favorite?
They're not far away. I mean, Georgia's just as good as them, probably talent-wise by now. But
LSU beat them last year, gets them at home this year, and we acknowledge that LSU was having a special season, and I don't know if that'll translate and spill over, but
Alabama's no longer just supremely talented compared to like Georgia and LSU.
Would you be surprised if Alabama went 12-0 this year?
No.
I would be.
I would not be.
I would be surprised if they went 12-0.
They're going to beat Georgia because they play Georgia week 3 at home.
Yep.
Georgia's breaking in a new quarterback. Jamie, whoever their quarterback. Alabama's going to beat Georgia in Tuscaloosa.
Go ahead.
I think they're going undefeated. LSU's not going to beat them. Nothing tells me LSU can beat them. They lost Joe Burrow. Who's throwing the ball to Ja'Marr Chase, you know? They can't. I don't think. And they get Auburn and Tuscaloosa again. So, yeah, I think they're going 12-0.
Cam, would you be surprised if Alabama went 12-0?
I don't think surprised would be the word. But I'm definitely not expecting them to go 12-0.
They do get Texas A&M at Tuscaloosa as well.
Oh man,
yeah, Texas A&M.
Well, I'm just saying that's a team at least that's getting more talent. Like they're recruiting and they got a national championship coach. And I know we don't think Jimbo's as good as we did a couple years ago, but if that game was at Texas A&M, I would give them a puncher's chance. I mean, by increasing talent, but maybe. Maybe they're a year away of getting rid of Kellen Mond, who is good but is not going to win big games type of thing.
Yeah.
And getting a different quarterback in there. But, yeah, like they finished the season, LSU on the road after a bye week, UT Martin, Texas A&M, Auburn, all three at home.
I mean, they might slip up somewhere. Like a lot of times Alabama will slip. They'll give you one. They might go 11-1. I would be shocked if they were worse than 11-1.
Are we their best chance for a loss?
No.
I'm taking the schedule into account as well.
I know.
Who's their best chance for a loss?
Georgia.
Week 3?
Georgia, maybe LSU.
See, I don't think they're going to lose LSU just because it's coming off a bye week.
I don't think they are either.
I think they have a bye week ahead of LSU. I don't think they're losing that week.
But if you're asking their best chance for a loss, I think it's one of them.
Okay. Like I said, maybe
I don't think we can beat them.
I just wonder what they're looking at when they look at the schedule because, I mean, Georgia, sure, that's a big game. It's at home. You know, Georgia's the best team on their schedule, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just look and say that we're coming off a bye week. They're on their 8th game in a row. And that was kind of the situation in 2015 when we almost went to Tuscaloosa and beat them, except this time it's going to be in Knoxville.
Yeah, I like that.
And we played them pretty well last year, and Jeremy Pruitt knows Nick Saban. And, you know, there's just some familiarity there.
I would like to think we give them a game. I don't think we're ready to beat them.
Okay.
You know, like
I mean, that's fine.
I would think there's a much greater chance of us beating Florida.
I'm just looking at Alabama's side. I think there's a much better chance we beat Florida than Alabama as well, but I'm just looking at their schedule. When you look at Auburn and A&M both being at Bryant-Denny, Georgia being at Bryant-Denny, LSU coming off of a bye week. I didn't know how Alabama fans felt looking. Like, they're not really scared of USC week 1. They're making their Georgia State jokes about Tennessee in week 2. Because they play Georgia State week 2.
Yeah.
But like I said, we are their 8th game in a row on Saturday, October 24th, and we'll be coming off a bye week.
Mm. fun to make the case.
But you still go with Georgia as their most likely loss?
Yeah, and I don't think it's likely. I think they will go 12-0.
You want to put it on the board?
Do you think it's more likely they go 10-2 or 12-0? What would be more shocking to you?
I would say it's more likely that they go... I guess I'm saying it's more likely they would go 12-0 just because I don't... Getting two losses there would be tough. When three of their biggest games are all at home and the LSU game's after a bye week, and I don't have a lot of confidence in LSU this year. I don't even know who the hell LSU's quarterback is. Who is their quarterback?
Miles Brennan.
Is he like a 4 or 5-star guy getting his first shot?
He's a 4-star.
Burrow beat him out, didn't he?
Okay, so he's a guy getting his first shot, though. We've never seen him play. He's not a grad transfer.
He's played at LSU some.
Okay.
Has he?
I just don't have any confidence in LSU right now. But I'll take
4-star number 6 pro 152 nationally when he came out in 2017.
So if you want to put it on the board, Cody, Alabama losses over under 1, and we'll call 1 a tie. I'd be willing to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I go under 1.
You going under 1?
I'll take over 1. I'll give Crimson Cody a chance to root for his tie.
So 1 is a tie.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I don't think that has happened besides last year. Before last year, I don't think they had lost more than one game in the regular season since 2010.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that is a true.
I think
since
it'll
2010.
Be, I think it'll be a push, but I'll give you a chance to root for your Crimson Tide.
Thanks. That's all I really want in life.
Last call of the weekend coming up next. Last call brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Pick you up a bottle for this weekend. Support the people who support us. All right, Cody, let's pump the brakes. Let's keep rolling. I won all 3 challenges today, so I will pick.
We're aware. We're all aware. I think we were all listening.
Not everyone listens at the same time. Not everyone listens to the podcast.
So we got
to
recap.
Not everyone listens
in every segment.
Not everyone listens for all 3 hours.
Yes, they do.
Some people might be getting in the car.
Everyone.
Drive. Maybe they don't usually like us. Maybe they're only just tuning in because the drive's getting ready to come on. So I was letting them know that I'm the one of 3-0.
I don't want them to listen.
I would like for you to go first, please.
All right. Grimes is planning to do this.
Who?
Grimes.
Who is Grimes?
Isn't that how you say her name? Elon Musk's. You don't know her? Elon Musk's woman. Is that not how you say her name?
Well, I don't know her name. I'll stop though.
But. Isn't it Grimes?
Yeah. I mean, it might be. I don't know.
So.
I just didn't know.
You don't know her?
I know Elon Musk has a pretty pale skin lover. Is she a pale skin lover? Relatively pale.
Somewhat. Yeah. I mean.
Anyways.
Not in a bad way. Not like...
updating the baby's name? Is this it? Or is this...
Not like whole milk face pale. Not like Irish, like pure Irish pale. Well, she's planning to sell her soul for $10 million.
To whom?
She's going to do it legally.
She already has to Elon Musk.
She's already sold
her soul to Elon Musk.
Ahead of her upcoming online art exhibition titled Selling Out, opening in L.A. May 28th, she's announced that the title piece in the collection will be a legal document that entitles the purchaser to a percentage of her soul. So not even her whole soul, I guess just a percentage. I didn't want anyone to buy it, so I said we should just make it $10 million, then it probably won't sell, she said. What if somebody actually does?
Elon is going to buy it.
Well, now you have to visit this place when you visit L.A.
Yeah.
Just wait and see. Yeah. Just wait and see. Elon Musk is going to buy it.
Yeah, that's probably a good guess.
He is going to...
She is pretty pale, I guess. In some photos.
NBA conspiracy theory. Now give it to me. Cody, people around the NBA are upset and feel like the NBA as a league is trying as hard as they can to work up a playoff system that gets Zion Williamson and the Pelicans in the playoffs.
Oh, really?
Like, hey, let's do this play-in tournament where the top, you know, 11 or 12 teams can make it. Hey, Mark Cuban's like, let's do a 20-team playoff and do it World Cup style. And it's all because they want Zion Williamson and the Pelicans in the playoffs. We talked about that survey that got sent to GMs about, you know, what they want to see happen moving forward. 53% of the GMs chose let's advance directly to the playoffs. 53% of that would mean just the 16 teams of the 30 who are already in the playoffs. The top 8 seeds in each league are like, yep, let's just go straight to the playoffs. Let's not fall out or change our seeding. We're good. 60% voted, let's just do a 72-game season. 83% voted 20 or more teams in the playoff plus system. The non-playoff teams were split on resuming the season. Half of them are like, hey, our guys already checked out. Let's just end the season. That's the updates from the NBA GM survey.
Interesting.
Did you listen to any of that?
Yeah. You were talking about Zion Williamson and conspiracy theories.
Yeah, what percentage of non-playoff 30%.
Teams? You said 30% of...
I never once said 30%.
You didn't say something about 30%?
No, what percentage of non-playoff teams are want to resume the season? I'll give you an easy one.
What percentage of non-playoff teams want to resume the season?
Yeah.
Boy, zero.
So that's a mark against Cody in the listening quiz.
We're at the end of the show.
Half.
I thought this was going to be the last story and that we were done, and I was...
Let's just cap this week
off. I was closing out tabs.
Let's cap off your Friday. You're 0 for 4 today.
I don't think you get to count that one. I think between 254 and 256, that's kind of closing out tabs time.
0 for 4. You can close tabs out after the show.
It's kind of tab closing window.
You don't need to close tabs. You just got
to be somewhere at 3.
You just
got to
hit the X. Like when the show's over, you just hit the X on the screen.
I got to be somewhere at 3. Right at 3, I got to be somewhere.
Where's that?
The Italian restaurant down the street.
Ooh, I've never eaten there. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. I'm not actually going there. I'm close by. You want to go? We could go.
I'm not hungry.
Oh. Well.
I got half of a pub sub. Oh, baby.
Way to just shoot me down publicly. Ask you on a lunch date, you just shoot me right in the heart.
Well, here's a little newsflash.
Right in the heart.
Most people don't eat lunch at 3 o'clock.
Well, dinner date, whatever you want to call
Most
it.
Most people don't eat dinner at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock meal. I have a 3 o'clock meal. I have an 11 a.m. meal, a 3 p.m. meal,
and then
8, 9, 10, whatever.
I was just going to let you know, most normal people eat neither lunch nor dinner at 3 o'clock. I am not a third shifter.
Old people eat at 3
and I am
o'clock.
And I am not 80 years old.
Let's go to Shoney's.
Cracker Barrel will be crowded about 4:30.
You and me, we'll go to Shoney's, then we'll go watch Wheel of Fortune.
I'll kick your ass in some Wheel of Fortune.
I doubt it.
Put it on the board.
It might.
Okay. Cam, good show by you today. Great job judging. Great job putting things together.
Got to say I disagree.
Cody, you were okay today, even though you went 0 for 4. Hope everyone has a good weekend. The Drive is up next.